It's the horseshoes over the door, good luck too.
Right.
People used to have them all the time.
Yeah, you don't have one, I thought you were.
No, we don't have them now, but they used to have them.
The pipes, do you remember calling the insides of a chicken or a pig or a calf, all of the kinds that could be cooked? Do you remember having a word for that? All of the part that would be good to eat?
The liver's good. The chitlins is good if you can clean them. They are good if you can clean them, but that's the job of cleaning.
I bet so.
And the ribs. But the whole inside of there is good. Now, you know the hams is different. Mm-hmm. Middlings and hams and shoulders.
That's...
But now the liver makes the best kind of hash.
Did you make that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, how did
take
you make
it,
liver hash?
Cook.
We never had that.
Oh, that's the best stuff. You take it and cook it in all the pieces. You put your some onions in there and cook with it. Some onions and salt and black pepper and iced potatoes. And cook in there and mash it up. And it's the best stuff you ever eat.
Yes, it sounds
good. All to pieces. And mash it up with a mash.
I
used to make it all the time.
Did you ever make anything out of the parts of the head, cook the whole head?
I think I did, make sauce.
Yeah, that's what we call that too,
sauce.
Yeah. I've heard that called different things. You ever hear anybody call it press meat?
Uh-huh.
Press it.
You take it and cook it all to pieces, and you can put a chicken in if you want it.
Oh, really? I didn't know.
You can make barbecue out of it. That's what they make most of the barbecue out of now.
What about mince? Mince meat. Did you ever make mincemeat out of parts of hogs head?
The feet?
I don't know. I have heard about using parts of the hog to make mincemeat. You know, like you make pies out of. You didn't ever do that?
No, we never did do that.
I think that must be kind of a northern thing. My husband.
It must be overseas thing.
Well, my husband's family.
But now you can take the feet and put in with the heads too. And then you can take the feet and cook them by yourself and pick them. They're good.
Right. Did you grind it up, that meat, like
the sauce? Yeah, okay. Made sauce. I used to sell it.
Yeah.
Everybody, when I meet your hogs, everybody wanted sausage. I'm making sausage too.
Right.
They wanted sausage and sauce and liver hash.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Onions goes in. That's what makes you liver hash.
I've never had it. I've heard of it.
Well, it's good.
And if it's time to feed the stock and do the chores, you say, well, it's getting to be about
time.
Okay, what time would you say about?
Well, I tell you, I say pretty well all the
time. It's pretty easy.
It's not cutting grass or anything like that all the time.
Uh-huh.
But now in the farm, it's time to go to feed the chickens, milk the cows, feed the hogs, and water them. Now, that's where it is in the country. All that's to do late and soon every morning.
Right. And when you were calling the cows to come up from the pasture.
Oh, ain't. I done run my voice with that.
Well, what about, did you call differently when you were talking to the calves?
Sure, okay.
Okay. What about to the horses or mules?
We called them by the name. If we had one name, had one named Pete, a different name. Come on here, Pete. They knew their names just as good as we knew them. They didn't ever give us any trouble like that, except for that and busted from horrible.
All right, and what would you say to a horse or a mule to make him go on, go faster?
You know, you always have a line, and you hit him that line, or maybe you got a stick.
Okay.
Or maybe you might jerk them by the bridle.
Okay.
People does do that.